the idea of hardening your mind and figuring out a way to do things that most people think are impossible. How'd you become that guy?
You know what? I grew up not that guy.
Yeah.
So a lot of people put a title on me. They want to, they see me now. They see me now as the guy that with his shirt off, who can do 4,030 pull-ups in 17 hours, who can run 205 miles in 39 hours, who can do all this crazy shit. But what they don't understand is they don't understand the journey that it took me to get to this point. And what got me to this point was I was just the opposite of what I am today. I was that guy who ran away from absolutely everything that got in front of me. But not many people knew that. I had two people. Like the real me was like this very scared, insecure, stuttering, got beat up by his dad, all this kind of stuff. And then I built this fake person that walked around like my shit didn't stink. You know, that's kind of how I did it. And I, through the process of time, I realized that I was lying to myself and lying to people. My dad beat the shit out of me when I was growing up. I was the first black baby born in this hospital called Miller Fillmore in Buffalo, New York. My dad owned skating rinks, he owned bars, he ran prostitutes from Canada to Buffalo, New York. My dad was a big time pimp, big time anything bad about a person, big time hustler. He was American, you know that movie with Denzel Washington? Mm-hmm. He was that, but not that bad.
Right.
You know, he wasn't that big, but that's what it reminds me of. He was that kind of guy. Beat the shit out of me, the shit out, you know, out of my mom. There was an incident one time when my mom got knocked out on top of the stairs and he drug her down the stairs by her hair. And at 6 years old, I'll never forget this. In my mind, I was always afraid. My whole life, I was afraid. But I had this fucking voice, this conscience, that would always be battling me, saying, hey, you got to get up and do something. I didn't want to do shit. You know, I was just afraid. But that voice would force me to get up. And my dad, you know, I tried to beat him up, whatever, at six, and I get my ass kicked. So this went on for several years. And I have a big-time learning disability, because my dad didn't believe in us going to school. I had stuff on my notebook, you know, nigga, we're going to kill you, on my Spanish notebook. They had that on my car, nigga, we're going to kill you. This is early 90s. Even though I showed it didn't hurt me, it was jacking me up. So all the insecurities I had when I was a kid with my father, I moved into this area here, and it just got worse and worse and worse. And the shit haunted me. And that voice that I talked about, it kept talking louder and louder and louder, but I was doing nothing about it. I decided to make moves. And I cheated all through school, and it's kind of humbling to talk about my story sometimes, and it's also embarrassing, but it's real. It's who the fuck I am. It's what I am. It's what created me.
And get the fuck out of hell. Stay home.
At the time, I think the ratio was that 26 out of 27 new companies failed. It would really be meaningful to me and something that I would really have a lot of passion for and about. And